This was how anxiety and depression were treated in the past.
No, it wasn't!
Women had hysteria and doctors gave them pelvic massages, but their hands were getting so sore that they invented the vibrator!
No! I swear to God, if I can do anything with my life, it is finally put this rumor to rest. Hi, I'm Dr. Esme Louise James, and I'm a sex historian here to remind you to stop spreading this bloody rumor! And for the love of God, stop interacting with accounts with this AI-generated voice!
Women who experienced mood swings and melancholy were taken by their husbands to the doctor.
This video had 14 million views! 40 million! And while you might think this rumor is just clickbait and funny, it has really problematic implications. So for the millionth time, let's get into it. The rumor that the vibrator was invented to cure hysteria came about because of an incorrect hypothesis that was published in a 1999 book by Rachel Maine. This hypothesis has been disproven, and the fact that it was published at all has been called a fundamental failure of academic quality control. And yet it has been spread to movies, plays, TV shows, and AI stupid clickbait content on social media. I should have taken lorazepam before this video. Yes, the vibrator was invented at the same time that women were being diagnosed with hysteria. And doctors did use massages to help treat hysterical women, but not in the lower regions because that would have been assault. What doctors actually told these women was to go home and boink their husbands because this was a made up patriarchal diagnosis and therefore it had a patriarchal cure. And if they didn't have a husband, they were told to ride a horse, have smelling salts, or yes, get a tension massage. The vibrator was actually invented and intended for men. The original illustrations showing how it's meant to be used specifically shows two men. And it was intended to help men's headaches, their backaches, and yeah, even their fertility problems. So if there's anyone this rumor actually kind of applies to, it's men. But that wouldn't be as silly and cheeky and funny, would it? Silly little historical ignorant women. In fact, the original instructions specifically say not to use the vibrator on hysterical women, specifically in the lower region, because it might excite them in the wrong way. How the vibrator actually became the product that we know it today is because of one incredible icon called Betty Dodson. This was in the 1960s, and up until then, believe it or not, vibrators were very common household items, as they are today for a very different reason. But they were very openly sold in the 40s and 50s as a household appliance for all of the family to use, as a back massager and to help cure wrinkles. But Betty Dodson comes on the scene and basically says, "Hey women, you know that little magic wand you've got lying around your house? Yeah, put it down there." And these workshops helped women, previously described as anorgasmic, finally be able to climax. So actually, the story of how the vibrator came to be was about a woman seeing the pleasure potential of a common product. While the myth of a woman acting out and being sent to the doctors to cure her with his hands is a story of assault. It is not funny, it is not cheeky, and it is not a story that you should be spreading for clicks and views. Anyway, this is the account. Its most recent AI video is about how Leonardo da Vinci is a time traveler. So for the love of God, get it off the internet. If you see this myth, call it out, shut it down, tag me. I recommend this incredible work if you want to read more about it. And I'll see you next time at Kinky History to hopefully talk about something entirely else. And if you don't mind, I'm now gonna go relieve some tension.